From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. First, a Senate committee could vote this morning on the nomination of Betsy DeVos to lead the Department of Education. If she's approved, the full Senate gets a chance. One industry that could benefit from the DeVos appointment is for-profit higher education. Some are expecting the Trump administration to roll back rules that force colleges to deal with so many graduates who don't earn enough to pay back student loans. These are called gainful employment rules. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
At her confirmation hearing, Betsy DeVos declined to say whether or not she would enforce the gainful employment rules, prompting this from Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Swindlers and crooks are out there doing backflips when they hear an answer like this.
More than 800 programs failed to meet the requirements in the first year. Pauline Abernathy with the Institute for College Access and Success says in most cases, graduates earned no more than high school grads, but owed thousands of dollars.
Taxpayers should not have to subsidize schools that consistently leave their students worse off than when they enrolled.
Credit Suisse analyst Trace Urdin says even if the rules go away, consumers and investors are wiser now.
So there's some reason to believe that market forces would help keep the schools from reverting back to bad practices, but it definitely would be something to worry about.
Urdin expects Congress to try to rein in costs and improve outcomes at all colleges. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.